Welcome to the Ames Heartbeat Podcast, a monthly brief interview with social services, civic, education, and business leaders about life in Ames and Story County. This podcast is produced and presented by the Serve Ministries of Christ Community Church, committed to the pursuit of common good while sharing the uncommon news of the gospel in and from Central Iowa, right here where God has placed us, because loving Ames means knowing Ames.
Hello and welcome. I'm Wayne Stewart, Serve Pastor at Christ Community Church in Ames, Iowa, and your podcast host. Our guest today is Marcy Reichen, a longtime resident of Ames who is passionate about helping people grow and succeed. Marcy is the director of the Well Resource Center, Ames, offering encouragement, resource access, advocacy, and education through supportive relationships. Marcy has experience working with individuals with disability, refugee settlement, senior services, and local and international missions, where her passion to serve others has led to serving on the board of directors of UCI Haiti, a global ministry to the Central Plateau of Haiti. For the last decade, she's been privileged to train and lead more than a dozen trips to UCI and hopes to return soon. Well, Marcy, it's great to have you on the podcast today. Thank you so much for coming in. We've been doing this for a little while now, asking four basic questions. We're looking for input from the community because as a church, we realize that we don't know everything that's going on and we don't sit in all of the places that everybody sits in our community. So we're trying to find some information and some input from leaders in social services, education, government, all sorts of different sources, business. So it's great to have you here as a representative and as the leader, really, locally of The Well, which is super fun to have in town now.
Well, thank you so much for the invitation. I love to talk about The Well, and I love the place that it has in our community. So I'm excited to share a little bit.
That's awesome. Great. So the four questions we go through with everybody because we want to hear the same thing from different leaders in our community. First one we'll start with is from your position of leadership with The Well now in Ames and surrounding community, what are some things that you think are going well?
I think the best thing going on in Ames right now is the collaboration between all of the agencies, organizations, churches, even like the civic organizations right now. They're doing such a great job working together, collaborating to really serve the community. And we're really seeing so many people having a heart for the community of Ames.
Yeah, that's awesome. I totally agree. I think in the last 2 years, I've seen far more energy growing with people being willing to give their time and their expertise and grow relationships and all of these connections that I actually haven't seen in really the 15 years that I've been in town. Not that it's been bad, but I just think there's been something really spurring that on lately, and it's a really great thing to see. It's a little bit of telling, though, that would be something that we would call out as positive potentially, right? Maybe in some communities and in some settings and in some seasons, maybe it's not so much that way. Are there any specific examples you can think of maybe that you've seen in the connections that you're trying to build that have shown you this greater collaboration and desire to work together?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think the thing that this is different, I thought we were going to experience a lot of competition. A lot of organizations are vying for the same dollars from churches, from the county, from the city, just to provide services. And I think that is what I've not seen that competition. I've seen so much collaboration. And so working with other organizations, there are a lot of different collaboration meetings going on in Ames to address specific issues. So there are meetings to address homelessness. There's meetings to address food insecurity. There's meetings to address housing. And different members of the community are coming together and in those meetings sharing not just knowledge but resources. So I've been in a meeting where we just had coffee with a lot of other organizations, a lot of leaders, and someone was just saying, I actually have some extra grant money that has to be used up. does anyone have a client that would fit this profile? And they were able to make connections so that, number one, the money was spent, which is what the state wants. It was money from the state. But also, we were able to get services for someone who we didn't think we were going to get services for. So just making those connections was really valuable.
That's amazing. Yeah, I think there have been settings where I've been in where it does feel a little bit like there's turf wars that go on. But I think in a good way, the ones that I've seen, almost, if I can say that, because it feels to me like a lot of the agencies, and maybe you can tell me if I'm reading this correctly, the agencies that I've been involved with in Ames so far seem to be ones that are not just dealing with the actual single point of need, but an actual development process and a restoration process for the people who have the needs or who are facing certain challenges in their lives. And so because there's more of a broad scope, even though, let's say, one agency might be particularly focused on housing, that they're looking at a broad scope of care, then you would feel like almost like people have a larger sort of area that they're trying to cover. And so you would imagine mm-hmm. that maybe they're like, there's a little bit of overlap here. But I guess in a positive way, I haven't seen that happen.
Yeah, I would agree with that very much. I think in general, we are all taking more of a holistic approach mm-hmm. to people's lives and how we can help them. And that's one thing The Well talks about a lot, is a holistic approach to poverty. Poverty isn't just financial poverty, but it affects multiple areas of our lives. And we all experience poverty in some area. And so working with other organizations who might have a specialty in one area, but also are covering different needs, different barriers, different growth areas for our individuals that we're working with, has been so rewarding and something that The Well really believes in. So.
Yeah, one of the things through The Well Poverty Training, if I can just give a quick plug here for that session that I think I've been through three times now, one of the things that I learned from that was the idea of relational poverty, mm-hmm. and that is at the root of so much of the challenge of maintaining a solid footing in life at times. And I didn't realize that, actually, or at least I wouldn't have used those words for it, mm-hmm. right? So that was really helpful. Great. Okay, so question number two then. What are some areas, Ames, Story County, surrounding communities, you might see we have some challenges?
Yeah, we do. I would say, for my experience, so we've really been meeting with clients for not even 3 months yet, but I would say my experience, we have a lot of clients who are really struggling with housing mm-hmm. and employment, and really meaningful employment. So we have a lot of clients that are underemployed, meaning they're not making much per hour, but also not able to get very many hours per week. And then we work with a lot of clients who also have a difficult work history following them. Yeah. And so it's hard to get jobs, whether they have some incarceration in their past or they don't have a car, so transportation is a problem.
Sure.
And in Ames, a lot of jobs are outside of the Sci-Ride district. And yeah. so that all affects, you know, the lack of transportation affects employment and people's ability to get employment. So, but you're exactly right when you talk about the relational poverty, because a lot of our clients also don't have anyone to help them out. They are either not from the area or estranged from families, lonely, or they're working so many hours or they're spending so many hours going to agencies, they don't have time to put into relationships and strengthen those relationships. So that's an area I would say that we're all working towards and really encouraging people. And one of the things that The Well likes to do is help people in all of those areas. So whether it's like some classes or Bible studies or classes focused on boundaries, classes focused on money management, which a lot of times relates to boundaries and relationships and things like that. We hope to help people grow in that area so that they can have more stability in those areas of employment. And then housing. I think we all know in Ames, Iowa, that housing is hard.
Yeah.
It's a lot of it's related to the university. The students come in and they're just able often to pay a lot more for housing, which drives up our housing costs. So low income or we even have clients who don't qualify. They are kind of a medium income, so they can't really afford a regular apartment, or they can't pay regular rent, but they don't quite qualify for low-income rent. And low-income housing is there's a shortage of that. So that's the other area that people are often looking for assistance.
Yeah, that sounds like that in-between place where you get stuck sometimes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. On the job market side of things, would you say that because of the type of environment that we have with sort of professional academic environment and then some of the businesses that thankfully have grown here, that there might be a layer in the employment market as well that's difficult to tap into for folks who are trying to find their footing at times, or are there enough jobs that are easily available for those seasons of life as well?
I think I'm still trying to figure that out a little bit, okay, because employment has been such an issue for clients that I'm working with. I'm wondering if just people are still feeling the pinch of not knowing where the economy is going. Mm. So businesses are kind of holding back on hiring just at like the entry level job or even fast food jobs. I've had a lot of clients who just cannot even get a fast food job.
Okay.
And that's also related to the fact that it's summer, so we don't have as many students in town, so those businesses aren't as busy. So they can kind of coast through the summer with fewer employees.
Yeah.
So I think we hope that when August comes and all of the students, the Iowa State students that we love, come back, that maybe will change the economy for that a little bit.
So we need more 19-year-olds eating burgers.
We do, and delivery, yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay, good, good. Okay, third question on the list then is, if there is something that you might think that the church might not know about the work world that you're in, the people that you are caring for, at times, the church can feel like a little bit outside the community, maybe at times, even though we're very much inside the community. So is there something maybe that we don't know?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think one thing that when I talk to church groups, that they are surprised about how poverty affects people in more than just their financial realm.
Mm-hmm.
And I think also, I think we don't always know, especially if we've been raised middle class, we don't always know how close a lot of people are living to the edge of falling off the cliff, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of times, a lot of our clients can be making it just fine, but one or two unfortunate things happen to them, and all of a sudden, everything kind of collapses on itself. And so it's not just that the car broke down, but it's also that you're not able to help your neighbor, and it's that you can't get to your medical appointments, and so you've had to cancel those, and you know, it just, and then you know, you lose your employment, and then you can't pay for your phone anymore, and it's pretty hard to get a job if you don't have a phone, and you know, so the kind of the domino effect that there's a lot of people living really close to that, and I think as a church, especially in the Midwest, and if we've been raised in the middle class, we kind of think everyone's kind of like us. So being aware that there's a lot of people who are really, really struggling, and it's pretty easy to rack up debt in America. You know, you get a few credit cards to get you by, and it can be kind of a snowball. And so I think being aware that the people that you interact with every day might actually be almost feeling like they're drowning with lack of support and, you know, finances or whatever. I think as a church, we sometimes, it's hard to see that maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great. Good. And last then, you know, Ames, if you've been here for any time at all, you find that it is a actually surprisingly and wonderful diverse community. And so there's no surprise at times on any given topic or issue that you'll have people who have different approaches to and or different solutions to any topics that we might bring up. But I love asking the question, if there was something that people of goodwill but different perspectives could come together on and find that sort of middle in the Venn diagram, what might that be? Because I think there's great power in collaboration at where we actually agree on things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think one thing that I know The Well really believes in, and it's not just for our clients, but employees, churches that we're working with, whoever we're working with, we really believe that God has created us to grow. And so people have been created for growth, but there are a lot of barriers. And so we can all agree, I think, hopefully, that people deserve to be able to grow. And so there are a lot of barriers that stop people, and some of those might be something that you've done yourself. You know, there are things that I do to stop myself from being able to grow, but some of those are external ones. And so looking at the full picture to try to understand that rather than just blaming someone for the position that they're in. Certainly, I make decisions that put me in some difficult situations. We all do. But also saying I still deserve to grow. And so really trying to spend time with people to meet those needs, to see how can we encourage you to grow? How can we defeat barriers so you can grow? I think that's one thing that people can agree on. So
yeah, that's great. I was just reading a book that I think summarized it as the three challenges. One is that I do things that make restoration and life and growth hard for myself, but other people also do things to me that make life and restoration and growth hard for me. And then there are also broader systems that are sometimes just harder to see, but they're out there, and they're harder to get at sometimes, and those can definitely make things harder for me to grow and to prosper and to flourish in the way that God wants me to as well. So definitely the multiplicity of effects of living in a broken world, right?
Right, yeah.
Being able to see that gives us a step of compassion to step back instead of sort of maybe just reacting in the way that we naturally would to challenges that maybe are a little foreign for us. So
Yeah, very great.
So lastly, any sort of, I know you guys have just opened up the office in the last little while, so that's a major project. You've got your team in place, so that's a major project that's ongoing. But anything else on the horizon that you're working on that maybe is the next 6 to 9 months out that you're excited about?
Yeah, that's such a good question. I think this part of the well is the most exciting part to talk about, and that is we would hope to launch in the next 12 months a WellWorks program. Mm. So right now we just have the Well Resource Center. We support people through relationship to defeat whatever the barriers are. So some of that is resource referral, some of that is advocacy, some of that is learning, teaching, you know, some of that is aid. We do help people sometimes with aid, tangible things that they need. But once that program is established and working well, then we will open a WERCS program that will work hand in hand with the Resource Center. So the WERCS will be supported employment. We will hopefully get contracts with local manufacturing companies to do light assembly, packaging, small jobs, sometimes fulfillment. There's a lot of things that we can be creative and do in our own little workshop. And we will have employees / clients who will be working with us. We will work through a process of helping them grow to be better employees, but we do that using the resources of our resource center. So they will be working on all the things that we've kind of talked about to defeat the barriers. So that might be relationship work, money management work, all the way up to getting your driver's license back, maybe after you've lost it for whatever reason. And so those two programs will be working hand in hand. I talked a little bit about how employment is so hard because people have really challenging work histories. And so this will help give them, it's a one-year program, so it will give them a year of constant employment, and they will be able to have hopefully good referrals from that, but also they will grow and learn how to be able to be a good employee and hopefully get a job in the community and then be more integrated even into the community. So
yeah, that's very exciting coming up. Yeah. That's great. Good. Well, how about some contact information if anybody wants to be able to get a hold of you in particular or the Well here in Ames?
Yeah. So our website is thewelliowa.org, and there are 4 locations. So click on Ames to find Ames. But if you want to know what some of the other, what the Well is doing in the other towns that we are hoping to grow into, then you can look in Pella, Knoxville, Fairfield, but thewelliowa.org. And then if you want to reach out to me, it's marcyr@thewelliowa.org. So
great. That's simple.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks so much for coming in today. Thank you for what you are doing. I'm going to say thank you from Christ Community Church.
Thank you.
I appreciate the position that you have stepped into and the way that you're leveraging your gifts and your experience and your heart for folks in town in a very unique and I think very powerful way.
Thanks, Wayne. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to the Ames Heartbeat Podcast. Check out more episodes at ccames.org/podcasts or on many of your favorite streaming services.